When storms hit with their violent destruction, tornadoes, hurricanes, straight winds, storm surge, a group of brave men and women stand ready to help restore power. And not just those who work for our local utilities. William Manchester from Roque Bluffs is a member of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers 104, who recently responded to the back-to-back storms that hit Florida. He tells Star 97.7 he keeps his bag packed and ready to go at a moment's notice.
What I do, at least for the storm portion of my job, I sign up with companies that go and chase storms. So any storm that comes in, I'll get anywhere from 10 to 20 different text messages, like a storm blast from those companies asking for availability for linemen.
Manchester says he then decides which company to go with, heads for the airport and often unknown conditions to help get folks back online. He says when they first got to Florida, the co-op they worked on had 20,000 customers and not one single meter was turning. When storms hit anywhere in the U.S., a group of men and women jumps into action to help restore power as quickly as possible to those impacted. Roque Bluffs resident William Manchester is one of those heroes who responded to the back-to-back hurricanes in Florida recently. He tells Star 97.7 about what living conditions were like, including life in a very large base known as a man camp.
The man camp consisted of probably about 1,000 trailers, each trailer sleeping 20 men. There was a large food tent that you would get your breakfast at in the morning and then get a box lunch for the day, and then you'd go back there around 9, 10 o'clock at night and get your dinner.
Manchester said at one point they were driving an hour and a half each way to restore lines, sometimes wading in waist-deep water. And he says, in Florida, the biggest concern? Snakes and alligators as they waded through swamps. When hurricanes and other storms hit, one of the biggest impacts is the loss of power. Food spoils, medical support is lost, and darkness makes the flooding and other destruction even more dangerous. William Manchester lives in Roque Bluffs and is a member of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers 104, who headed to Florida to help deal with the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. Within days, they were evacuated to Ocala to wait out Hurricane Milton.
We stayed there for 2 days, sat out Milton as it came through, and then we moved further south down towards Tampa, close to the Clearwater area, and we worked Milton out. There was a lot of storm surge for that. We ended up wading through swamps to try to get the wires back up in the air.
Manchester said in such conditions, they stay safe by grounding the lines and boxing themselves into grounded work areas to be as safe as possible. Their biggest concern wasn't necessarily being electrocuted, but watching for snakes and alligators in the swampy storm surge. William Manchester lives in Roque Bluffs, Maine, but he's traveled all across the country helping to restore power to people impacted by storms such as hurricanes and floods. A member of IBEW 104, he recently spent 21 days in Florida making repairs after back-to-back hurricanes Helene and Milton. Star 97.7 asked Manchester who pays for those repair expenses and learned it's not always FEMA.
This last storm, both Milton and Helene, were FEMA funded. Unless FEMA is involved, it's always the responsibility of the utility, municipality, or the co-op. Whatever company, whatever property that you're working on, it's always their responsibility to pay for lodging, food, hardware, fuel, all that stuff.
For now, Manchester's bag stays packed with clothing and his tools in the back of his truck, ready to respond at a moment's notice to the next storm, wherever he's needed.